Macmillan Audio presents All Creatures Great and Small by James Herriot. Read for you by Nicholas Ralph.
To Eddie Straton, with gratitude and affection, and Donald and Brian Sinclair, still my friends. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Cecil Francis Alexander, 1818 to 1895. Chapter 1. They didn't say anything about this in the books, I thought, as the snow blew in through the gaping doorway and settled on my naked back. I lay face down on the cobbled floor in a pool of nameless muck, my arm deep inside the straining cow, my feet scrabbling for a toehold between the stones. I was stripped to the waist, and the snow mingled with the dirt and the dried blood on my body. I could see nothing outside the circle of flickering light thrown by the smoky oil lamp which the farmer held over me. No, there wasn't a word in the books about searching for your ropes and instruments in the shadows, about trying to keep clean in a half bucket of tepid water, about the cobbles digging into your chest, nor about the slow numbing of the arms, the creeping paralysis of the muscles as the fingers tried to work against the cow's powerful, expulsive efforts. There was no mention anywhere of the gradual exhaustion, the feeling of futility, and the little, far-off voice of panic. My mind went back to that picture in the obstetrics book, a cow standing in the middle of a gleaming floor while a sleek veterinary surgeon in a spotless parturition overall inserted his arm to a polite distance. He was relaxed and smiling.